Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Lesen is to read. Lesen, to read. How would you say I read? Ich lese. How would you say you read? Du liest. You see, here we switch the vowel. Lesen with an E. Du liest with a long I that is written I-E. Du liest. How would you say he reads? Er liest. Here again. So for du and he, she, it, er, sie, es, we will switch the vowel. We will go from the E to the long I. Ich lese, I read. Du liest, you read. Er liest, he reads. How would you say we read? Wir lesen. How would you say we read a book? Wir lesen ein Buch. How would you say you read a book? Du liest ein Buch. How would you say I'm reading a book? Ich lese ein Buch. So I'm reading, this ing form in English, we don't have it in German. We just use the present. I read is the same as I'm reading in German. Ich lese ein Buch. I'm reading a book. To emphasize a little bit that you're currently doing it, you can say in German, ich lese ein Buch gerade. So adding gerade, you make it clear that you are reading now the book. Ich lese ein Buch gerade. How would you say, are you reading a book? Liest du ein Buch gerade? How would you say, is he reading a book? Liest er ein Buch gerade? How would you say, I'm reading an article? Ich lese einen Artikel gerade. Einen Artikel. Actually, it's der Artikel. But lesen is an accusative verb, so it triggers accusative endings and articles. What you read is the direct object, the accusative object. Ich lese einen Artikel. I read an article. Der Artikel is masculine, actually, but an accusative, the masculine accusative article is den. So you carry on the same ending, en, den. Ich lese einen Artikel, I read an article. How would you say he's reading an article? Er liest einen Artikel gerade. How would you say I read an article in the newspaper? Ich lese einen Artikel in der Zeitung. In der Zeitung, in the newspaper. In der Zeitung. Ich lese einen Artikel in der Zeitung. How would you say he reads an article in the newspaper? Er liest einen Artikel in der Zeitung. How would you say which book are you reading? Welches Buch liest du gerade? Notice here we say welches with an S at the end because it's das Buch. So we say welches Buch liest du gerade? How would you say which book is he reading? Welches Buch liest gerade? How would you say, which article are you reading? Welchen Artikel liest du gerade? You see, here we say welchen, because it's der Artikel, but we're reading an article. Ich lese einen Artikel with en, because it's the accusative object. We're asking about this accusative object. So we say, welchen Artikel liest du? Which article are you reading? How would you say, which article is he reading? Welchen Artikel liest gerade? How would you say, I read the newspaper? Ich lese die Zeitung. How would you say, which newspaper are you reading? Welche Zeitung liest du gerade? How would you say in the past? I've read. Ich habe gelesen. You see, gelesen is the participle. It ends with en because it's an irregular verb. Irregular verb. Gelesen, ending with en. Ich habe gelesen. I've read. How would you say, I've read the book? Ich habe das Buch gelesen. How would you say, I've read the article? Ich habe den Artikel gelesen. How would you say, I've read the article in the newspaper? Ich habe den Artikel in der Zeitung gelesen. How would you say, have you read this book? Hast du dieses Buch gelesen? How would you say, have you read this article? Hast du diesen Artikel gelesen? You see, this book, dieses Buch. Have you read this article? Hast du diesen Artikel gelesen? How would you say, have you read this article in the newspaper today? Hast du diesen Artikel in der Zeitung heute gelesen? You see, gelesen, the second verb here, is kicked to the end. Hast du, we start with the first verb, have you, to make the yes-no question. Now the second verb, gelesen, the participle has to be kicked to the very end. Because in German, whenever you have two verbs or two parts of verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Hast du diesen Artikel in der Zeitung heute gelesen? Have you read the article in the newspaper today? How would you say, did he read the article in the newspaper today? Hat den Artikel in der Zeitung heute gelesen? How would you say, I didn't read the article in the newspaper today? Ich habe nicht den Artikel in der Zeitung heute gelesen. You can change things around. You can also say, ich habe heute nicht den Artikel in der Zeitung gelesen. But gelesen has to be kicked to the end. How would you say, when have you read the article in the newspaper? Wann hast du den Artikel in der Zeitung gelesen? How would you say, when have you read this book? Wann hast du dieses Buch gelesen? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb anbieten, to offer. Anbieten, to offer. Like to offer your help. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.